6 minutes after 2 o'clock on a very lucky day, and that lucky day is because I am looking at three of the finest jazz musicians in Dayton, and they are getting ready to play for us live in studio there at Jilly's tomorrow night as a part of the International Jazz Day. It is my pleasure to welcome back to the Excursions Airwaves, Keigo Hirakawa. Keigo, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Will you quickly introduce your band?
Yes, I have here with me Eddie Brookshire on bass, and Fenton Sparks on drums.
Fabulous. All together. And lucky we with the three. They are Keigo Hirakawa Trio. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
One, two.
Seems like that business is a little bit finished. That is fabulous. Unfinished business. And will that be on your upcoming record?
Right. So that we just recorded that recently.
Yowza. I got the best seat in the house. Your fingers are like a blur. Oh, it's just fabulous, guys. You can have the best seat in the house or close to it tomorrow. These three, the Keigo Hirakawa Trio, taking the stage at Jilly's in honor of International Jazz Day. So you're in the studio. You've got more new coming.
Yeah.
So pleased to hear it. And I'm looking forward to one on the set list later today. But the title track, you've got that on your playlist today. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about why this song rose like a cream to the top and said, I am the spearhead of this initiative.
So the name of the next track is called Far Above. Usually, you know, I compose tunes whenever they come to me, and they might happen at middle of the night, or it might happen, you know, over a long time. So this one I had composed, and we went on tour last time. We stopped by Cornell University, and if you have seen that campus, it's, you know, there's a beautiful gorge, and it you know, that you have to climb up towards the sky to get to the campus. So, you know, I was thinking about titles, and, you know, I've presented this to the audience at the time as an untitled tune, but it just kind of came to me, Far Above. That's just the way it should be.
I like it. You are heralded. I was just checking out some quotes here. I'm sure you know that George Benson said that he had to come to Dayton to hear real jazz. How do you send a song out, send your work out, and George Benson comes to Dayton to hear jazz?
Well, so George Benson was in town, and we were playing at Jilly's at the same time. So after he finished the show and packed up, he dropped by and heard us play.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, it was great. It was a great experience. Had I known that he was in the audience, I might have been a little more nervous.
Sure. Isn't that funny? Yeah, indeed. He could be listening now. We don't know. You can be in the audience tomorrow night at Jilly's for this threesome. They are separately Fenton Sparks, Eddie Brookshire, and on keys, it's Keigo Hirakawa. And go ahead and play that title track for us. So pleased that you're here live in studio. Thank you. Right on. I just got to get in there and say, I love how you guys play together, all that sweet bass line. Just fabulous. Well, that's a perfect title track, Far Above.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, just lovely. If you have another, I'm just loving this. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So when you play with a band like this, with the, this kind of caliber of musicians, you start writing for them because, you know, you're excited about what the other possibilities are. As you heard from the first tune, you know, it's a very complicated bass line, for example. And, you know, Eddie's probably the only person in the world who can play that right now.
So. Go, Eddie. So it's fabulous.
So the next
and the drummer's pretty good too.
Yeah. Ben is out there.
It's fabulous.
Yeah. So the last tune was obviously written for this band, you know, because I had spent a lot of time with them, and this just felt right. You know?
Just lovely, lovely. Far so. Above, and you have the next one is written for Dayton.
Yeah. So the next one, you know, the title is. Where the Rivers Meet, and obviously that kind of refers to Dayton and its beauties. You know, when I compose it, it has this kind of a grungy attitude. and so when we started playing it, it's like, yeah, it's got this kind of Dayton attitude. So and it features Eddie Brookshire on bass, and of course he's a Dayton native. When we go on the road and present this tune to other people, it's like, yeah, we're from Dayton. This is what we're going to play for you.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is what Dayton sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's right.
We got Keigo Hirakawa live in studio, the trio, the Keigo Hirakawa trio live on stage tomorrow at Jilly's show. Gets underway at 8 o'clock. Man, what a lucky day for us. And if you would, play for us Where the Rivers Meet.
One, two, thank you.
Dayton sounds good. Where the rivers meet. A little something for our own Miami Valley. That's just lovely. Everything's so right about that. You guys are live on stage tomorrow at Jilly's, a part of the International Jazz Day. That's April 30th. I didn't know. I did not realize. And now I'm so grateful for the fact that there is an International Jazz Day.
Right. That makes today the eve of...
International Jazz Day
right.
Eve.
Yeah, that's right.
We're in studio with Eddie Brookshire and Fenton Sparks and keyboardist Keigo Hirakawa, who are just some of the finest musicians going here in the Miami Valley. You're taking the show on the road. You're going to be playing a little bit of what Dayton sounds like in June in D.C., Baltimore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we try to travel as much as we can, take the music on the road, let people know that we're around. So
you, but you're a family man. I know you have two little boys.
I got three. Yeah,
three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Do they come with you?
No. That would tear the stage apart. So.
I told you to sit down.
Yeah, that's right. Three boys definitely will be a tough thing on the road.
Yeah, but good. I bet they really benefit from listening to you guys. Do you guys have families? You guys don't have microphones, so yeah. But they let you get out. They let you take be the Dayton, the Miami Valley Jazz messengers. Just fabulous. Hate to be greedy, because, you can go tomorrow at 8 o'clock and see the three of you live on stage. But maybe if we could just ask for just one more song.
Okay. So the last tune is a brand new composition. I titled it Scribble Doodle.
There's where those boys come in.
Yeah, that's right. So they're just kind of scribbling with markers on the table. On the paper.
On paper table. On the table,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right. So this is kind of signifies that it features Fenton Sparks on drums at the very end. So.
Right on. Sounded a great little snippet and sound check, and you can hear it for yourself right here live on Excursions, but even better, live in person tomorrow at Jilly's, the Keigo Hirakawa Trio live on Excursions. Thank you. You guys do it. You get it done. You arrive. It's a trio, but there's a singularity. What a beautiful thing to behold. My goodness, that Fenton Sparks on drums, Eddie Brookshire on the bass, and our fearless leader, Keigo Hirakawa. But it's really the three of you together. Yeah. Absolutely fabulous. Such a great job. How long have you been playing together?
Well, we've been playing together since almost the day I arrived here in Dayton, about 6 years ago.
Oh, no kidding. How'd you find each other?
So when I first moved here, I called Eddie up because I saw his name. You know, I was trying to check out who's around, and so he invited me over, and we played together. And soon after, afterwards, he asked me to join his band. So that's where I met Fenton. So this rhythm section has been around for about 6 years as in this configuration.
Well, it shows. It's just you guys connect. Just fabulous. You'll be live on stage tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Jilly's in celebration of International Jazz Day. Thank you for sharing a little slice of your talent today. Just fabulous.
Thank you, Nikki.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.